This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one pies in me, throw me thing up.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Monty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Hello! You can't see the star to the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hurt and me rings up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk us bag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
If I tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow ungodly, my might need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my frost, you can't stand me neither. Aim excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese teacher. Yeah, every bad mind fraud, them is them parents did corrupt, so them born negative. How much longer you got yet from people? You know, see, you're not benefit. These cars with the jets and say,
from what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone talk us bag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
That we a go hard and a do it. Hennessy a floss and a do it, not do it. The girl dem a ask say I do it. Plus me jeans that a true it. And me white tee that a do it. As if you never knew it. To how we go hard dem a ask me a do it. Them say me stink of money like sewage. Real bad man spend cash like me foolish. A wild cat like Buick and the flowers been messing me, I go step in a your tulip.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone talk us bag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Check 1, 2. Here we go. Now we waking. Now we percolating. It is a Friday, the 23rd of June edition of Talking Heads, and we are live. Dunkin' Donuts, East Street. Sorry, Dunkin' Donuts called Michael location, getting it in. And of course, you know, getting you ready to get into the weekend. And they got some great things going on at Dunkin'. Don't forget, they got the sweet and savory glazed donut breakfast sandwich happening for you. You definitely want to take advantage of that. That's all good. You got the glazed donut, you got the bacon, you got the egg, you got the cheese, all right? Yeah, so you got the salty, you got the sweet combo going on. So you definitely want to take advantage of that at your favorite Dunkin' location. And don't forget, yes, you butter pecan. That's right, they got the butter pecan crunch frozen coffees going on for you. The butter pecan iced coffee, and of course the butter pecan donuts. And they are off the chain. So if you like that butter pecan flavor, it's back. And it's only at your favorite Dunkin' location. All this goodness going on for you. like I said, at your favorite Dunkin' location, downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location we're at live right now, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. You know how we do it. Now, here's how you chime in. You can still get your texts in. You can still get your calls in. All right? Real easy squeezy. All you got to do, call. Lines are open in New Providence, 336-232, 325-4316, 326-4259. Now, Grand Bahama and any one of the family islands, toll free, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianHogRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. And don't forget your text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. And we are live at Dunkin' Carmichael getting it in. We're going to be here right up until 6 o'clock. And like we do now, I'm going to open up the lines and I'm going to check out the headlines. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Here's one that just jumps right out at you. Unemployment down. The national unemployment rate has dipped below pre-pandemic levels, according to figures released by the Department of Statistics today. During a press conference, Cipriano Winters, assistant director of the Bahamas National Statistical Institute, revealed that the unemployment rate stood at 8.8% in May 2023. The latest figure reflects a drop in the unemployment rate compared to the 10.7% recorded in December 2019 and 9.5% in May of 2019. So if those are the case, if that is the case, man, it's good to see that unemployment is down. People are able to get back to work and get employed. Businesses are now being able to expand again to pre-pandemic levels. And when you look at the unemployment rate, when you examine it by sex, the unemployment rate for men was higher at 9.1% compared to 8.5% for women. Youth unemployment remains elevated. So, now you know we need to focus on the next wave of persons to get hired. We need to focus on getting young people hired. Especially if there's a disparity there. All right? But what say you? Let me know what you think about unemployment being down. COP, as in the chief of police, zero tolerance for crime downtown. Now, they're reiterating this, and when we mentioned it earlier this week, after Mr. Cooper spoke and said that there was going to be crackdowns, a lot of y'all started freaking yourself out, wanted to make sure certain establishments could stay open, you know what I mean? Y'all love y'all some Tropicana, boy, I tell you. But stressing that the country's tourism product must be protected, Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernandez said last night that the police force will have a zero-tolerance approach to crime in downtown Nassau. Fernandez spoke at a police graduation and passing out parade for 229 new recruits in Rawson Square, told officers that the success of the country lies with them. 18 recruits from the Turks and Caicos Islands also graduated yesterday. I wish to echo your Deputy Prime Minister Chester Cooper's sentiments with respect to a zero-tolerance approach to crime in the downtown area, where over 30,000 tourists travel through our cruise port downtown on a daily basis. I'm pleased to inform the Bahamian people that within this group of graduates, for the very first time, we have trained and certified in international port security. 100 officers trained and qualified and certified as international ports in the world at a port. All right, well, good for them. Let's get them working here at our port and keep it how it need to be. Four new trucks have been added to that department as well. And additional manpower to come. So obviously they're taking it serious. Obviously, you know, the initiative is there to keep downtown clean and pristine and vagrant and hustler and pimp and prostitute free. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes. Because, you know, there's always the pontification element of it, and then where's the delivery? Naughty, I got to see that to believe that. Nothing ain't changed downtown. I think the COP talking to hear himself. Wow, how do you all really feel? Real talks. But that's one issue right there, the zero tolerance, like I said. And I get it. If you're trying to improve the product, you have a brand new cruise port there, which is absolutely beautiful. You want to keep it vagrant-free and hustler-free. And for lack of a better word, brother under modification, as in bum-free. And obviously, you know, we don't need the drug peddlers and the hustlers and all of that either. It takes away from the product. And that's inevitably, you know, it's going to make or break the Newport, whether we can maintain it and make it, you know, live up to all what it's thought to be and what we think it should be, or we just let it be all buck up go like we're prone to do. A fiasco on our hands. So we really need to take this seriously and not just look at one step in front of us, look 2, 3, 4 steps down the road and see what we need to do to enhance and maintain as well as sustain it. Deputy Prime Minister, cruise tax adjustments delayed to January 2024. Now, how is this possible? All right, days after Carnival Cruise Lines President Christine Duffy called for a delay in the government's recently announced departure tax increases for the cruise industry, Prime Minister and Minister of Tourism and Investments Aviation Chester Cooper said the policy will be implemented in January 2024. Earlier this month, PM Prime Minister Philip Davis said 95% of the new government revenue would come from non-Bahamians, as he announced an adjustment in the departure tax for cruise visitors from $18 to $23. Freeport and Bimini are now $25. You see that? All right, let's go to the phone lines. I think we got a caller. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello, good afternoon, Naughty. How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Okay, I'm all right. Listen, the committee discovered something and all of that. But we've been telling them this long time, and they just getting around to realizing that they need to enforce the law and have more manpower there. Because sometimes you go out there on the dock, one police, no police. And me personally called the show and told him about it. And now he's doing like he discovered something, and he gets all the credit for it. He hasn't discovered anything or found anything new or split data. That's been a problem now for years. And no matter how much you tell them, they will not send enough policemen out there. And then when they do send them, they all congregate on the end by where the people come off the ship. They need to even spread them out. They should walk in two together and space them out. So if anybody want to play crazy, at least you have two there to deal with the one person.
But
don't have them
those...
pile up on one end of the dock.
Wasn't that
what happened
with all those segways before?
Huh?
Remember the Segway scooters, what they got? Weren't a bunch of them ordered so that the officers could patrol Bay Street?
I saw them out there once with it.
They reminded me of poor, blonde mall cop one time on them Segways. That was about it.
Oh, yeah, I saw them on it once. They must have just put them in storage like they do everything and leave them there. You go look at them right now, they're rotting down somewhere. But I want him to know he didn't discover anything or come up with anything new. We have been telling him that. From all of them, rather, before him, that you need manpower out there. Even more so now that you're expecting all these people. So I just wanted to say that much, sir.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you, man. He did not reinvent the wheel. That's been going on for a minute. And we need to address it. Let me check the text lines. Naughty, great show as usual. How the people in Long Island could get catch with the drug... with drugs, Long Island people falling off. Or maybe law enforcement is stepping up their game. Naughty, I know you heard about the people who died trying to visit the Titanic. Naughty question, who in the heck going all the way down there? Notice no people of our complexion went down. Listen, man, I'm not even going to touch it. All I'm going to say is my thoughts and prayers go out to the families for all of those who perished in that tragedy. And I would implore that people of wealth either look to help charitable organizations or help fix the world rather than risk your life on some daredevil mission. And that's basically what it was, in my opinion. The way they did it, by the seat of their pants, left a lot to be desired. But again, I am... sorry for the loss of life. I can only imagine what a traumatic situation that was for all of them trapped inside that submarine. And then, obviously, to hear the reports that it imploded, then it ended badly. So there's nothing to make light of. There's nothing to make fun of. And there's nothing really to point a finger at. It's a tragedy. Remember those five lost souls in your thoughts and prayers. That's the best we could do. And if I ever become a millionaire, you know you don't have to worry about me doing that kind of foolishness. No, sir. I'd plant plenty trees, but I wouldn't do that. Naughty, I think the commission is 100% correct that our courts are a revolving door for criminals. All kind of criminals easily get bail. Now, I agree with him, too, on the fact that bail is like absolutely easy for some. It is a revolving door. But then I also blame us because we continue to elect the same individuals that don't close the loopholes on the law books, Jerry, and the laws. So, yeah, we're part to blame because there's no way we should be here in 2023 and the murderer gets bail, but the petty shoplifter languishes in jail until they ought to get their day in court. It's crazy. What else we got? We didn't take our first break, did we? All right, let's get to that first break, Mr. Producer. And then when we finish the first break, we'll come back at you, and we'll continue the Friday, June 23rd edition of Talking Heads, live from Duncan Carmichael, right after this.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Girl, why are you so sweaty?
Y'all are getting ready for the Bahamas Games.
Bahamas Games? What that is?
39, under the then Minister of Sports, Peter J. Bethel, and now Minister Mario Boleg.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info,
go to www.thebahamasgames.org
or call 322-1029.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
On the Friday, June 23rd edition of Talking Heads, We are live, Dunkin' Donuts, call Michael location, getting it in. We're going to be here right up until 6 o'clock. Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, I agree with you. We are not part to blame. We are full to blame because we believe all this foolishness these politicians say every election. Boy, Naughty, I tell you, be the conk. Be the conk, Bubby. And the rest of us is the conk bizzle. We conk. We conk. Conk salad. Crack conk. Stew conk. Conk fritters. Be conky bad. And we seem to like it. That's the scariest thing. That's what kind of trips me out. You know? But anyway, I digress. Let's look at some more of these headliners. Teen convicted of attempted murder. It's another one. Focus on post office, savings bank, and upcoming budget period, says Kobe Davis. A lot's being promised, but what about the delivery? A lot of coming soons, but what happened to see it here? Now, here's something that I do have to address since we're in the buzz by John Shoes. I'd be remiss if I didn't do it. I got a story to tell you about handicap parking. I got some texts chiming in too. This kind of reminded me. Hi, Naughty. Please keep fighting for the little mercy shown to the disabled in this country. Here's a list of numbers for you to call out at your convenience. One young able-bodied man jumped out of a blue Nissan Q73. He was drinking his alcoholic beverage. It looked like he was carrying his lunch. And he went into a web shop in the Southwest Plaza. All right. So, obviously, he wasn't handicapped at all. No, Alan. Here's another one. AY3021, a Nissan March. Okay? Another one. Illegally parked in the Southwest Plaza. Let me get back to the text lines. And, of course, you know, we buzzing, and the buzz is brought to you by John Shoes. So if you want to chime in, let me know what you're buzzing on. Feel free. Naughty, the government hired more gang members to beat up more Bahamians downtown and at the beach. I don't believe it has anything to do with safety of tourists. We see how they use the police like Gestapos. Also, I hope those police are brave because it's not us they have to worry about attacking. I'm just saying, if you want to do it right, put a whole unit, how they have the tourism station downtown or a tourism unit, have a whole unit dedicated to patrolling Bay Street 24 hours. You put that kind of police presence there, you set up the do's and the don'ts, and you will get it to be successful, and you'll get people to buy into it, but you have to standardize it. You have to know, okay, when I come down here to Bay Street, this is how it could be, and if I do fool, I can get locked up. If I mess around with the tourists, I'm going to get locked up. At the end of the day, we can't continue to keep turning a blind eye because those are some of the issues that keep haunting us. Naughty, for God's sake, talk about that stupid mother whose son tried to rob the establishment and then decided to shoot at the police. She has nerves to say how he was on the ground and gave up. Lies, dude was still shooting the police, but she wanted the police to be held accountable. She need to get lost. She had a criminal son groomed by a cloaking mother. Get lost, miss. Now, text, I read your text, but I hope to God you're not talking about that situation about the young man that what happened a couple of days ago. And you're entitled to your opinion. I get it. But you understand there's no kind of love like a mother's love, right? Always remember that. And I'm not saying that condones what the child does, whether it's right or wrong. But, you know, a mother will always see that child for who they are, their child. And that mother's love will always come first. So you got to understand the pain that's going through that poor woman as well. You think she wanted to have to go through all of this and know that her son was involved with something like this despite numerous attempts at trying to reach the young man? You don't think she's carrying a heavy burden right now? I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, and it's a valid point. But boy, text her. Have a little bit of compassion there, but for the grace of God, go you or I. Naughty, my birthday is coming up. Could you tell the ghetto youth don't kill nobody on July 3rd? They can start their foolishness on the 15th of July. They need to stop it, period. Not just in segments, all together. altogether. Now, as far as the handicap parking goes, let me tell you, I had an interesting situation the other day, too. And I promised the company that I would do this because I don't want the innocent to suffer for the guilty. But out west at Cable Beach, right in front of Super Value, it is at epidemic proportions. Red. What does this look like to you, Kermit? What kind of car this is? What does that look like? That look like a Swift, a Geo, what that is? A Paso? That's a Paso. That's a Paso. That's a red Paso. In the handicap parking, okay? Cable Beach. All right? In front of Super Value. License number AN0755. AN0755. And the driver, you know, gray T-shirt, blue tam, sipping on a Guinness with the trolley. And you can see no decals. You can see no parking permits. You can see no handicapped stickers. No, you know, you all need to stay completely out of the handicapped parking. Red Paso, license number AN0755. No better, do better. Nothing wrong with y'all, so except for having no broadopsy, because you're parking in the handicapped parking, because you're an idiot, and you're not handicapped. Outside of that, no better, do better. Stay behind at the parking. Now, I also saw a very slick maneuver by town car, cab driver, livery cab, all right? And I'll be honest with you. I get you the number right now of said livery cab. It's LN0484, LN0484. It's a white stretch limousine, old school styling. He parks directly across the handicap parking, taking up three spots, two normal and one handicap, because he has people shopping in the store. Now you could drop them, let them walk in the store, and then park you behind in a proper spot where you belong. Is he was parked blocking in another van that was parked in the handicap parking. And I looked at the other van, and this was Omico pickup and drop off services. And turns out, you know, the cab driver was like, but naughty man, you getting on me, you got to get on this one too, because I don't believe these are proper decals and so on and so forth. So I did my due diligence and I followed up and I found out that Omico is a pickup and drop-off service company for disabled folks. They actually ferry disabled persons to and from to do the shopping. So they had every right to be in them parking spots with their handicapped decals. And they have every right to be there. And Ms. Nose and the crew from Omega shouldn't have any problems when they are taking handicapped passengers to the store. And they should have easy access to those spots. They shouldn't be taken up by inconsiderate, non-disabled, idiotic Bahamians. And we need to do better and secure at Cable Beach Super Value. I appreciate all y'all listening to me and playing me in the store and everything. It's all good. I appreciate that. But I still can tell you, do your job. Make sure if they're supposed to be in the handicap parking, remove them. Remove them. No better, do better all the way around. And another thing that we got to start looking at too, because now all of my animal lovers have reached out to me. Where the handicap? I ain't seen nobody no handicap parking. Right there. Right there. Oh, Jesus. Who this is? Oh, that's the next one. Oh, you could be famous. Come. Come on, this handicap parking. You ain't hand stick up. You ain't getting that. You're wrong. You buy Dunkin', that's what's saving you. I ain't going to call your name. You know better, do better. Only because you're going to Dunkin'. But like I tell everybody, if you ain't handicapped, punky out the spot. Let's go. No better, do better. We lighten them up. Boy, thank you, brother. I almost missed that one. But you was running on Duncan, you almost run right by me. And big up to my crew from Drifters, man. All the time, got to pick up my Drifters crew. I ain't seen them in a while, but big them up all the time still. You know what I mean? All the time. The switcher in the can, that's still the best thing. But the switcher in the tin can is still the best thing at Drifters with the Kong Salad, all right? So you done know. Huh? Just naughty on 96.9, 4 to 6. Yeah, listen to me in the afternoons. I off in the morning, man. Tell your daddy stay at this handicap spot, but keep buying you Dunkin', all right, darling? There you go. Your pretty daughter saved you today, Chief. 96.9, Guardian. All right? And we talk sports in 5 o'clock, so. All right? Take care. Have a good weekend, man. That's how we got to do it, though. We got to be better. We got to be better. We got to be better as a community, each one reach one. Because my handicapped people ready to light me right up. And boy, you're listening right now, and y'all don't miss a thing on the text. But like I was saying, man, make sure I keep those parking plots as well as my good friends at Omeco Service, Delivery Service, to take around the handicapped persons. And I think that's a great job, and I'll support them as much as we can. All right. Here we go. We got a caller. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Daddy.
Yo.
Daddy.
I can hear you. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, you sound like you going to see the Titanic, man.
I'm on remote, bro. I'm all the way in Carmichael at Duncan. So go ahead. Speak up. I can hear you. What you got for me? Get on this network.
Okay, right here, man. Listen, I catch a snippet of you with another commissioner of police that was appointed by his boy crying and dribbling on the radio again, asking for this and asking for that and asking him for bail and stuff like that. I just don't understand it. Because if the commissioner of police or several commissioner of police would remember, they had members of their staff what admit going in court in different places, admit to falsifying evidence on people. Right? Some of them can't write and read their own report. Right? They can't put together, do proper investigations and put together proper files so these fellas could try their best to don't get these fellas. They all about on the radio dribbling and crying and things like that. And his voice, he should be the very commissioner of police to lead this force upward and onward because he's been near death himself from criminals. But
now,
on the radio crying and dribbling, I think who he need to talk to in reference to me
but listen,
is this boy Brad.
Get on News Network. Listen to him. I can say this. I agree with the commissioner of police on the point that we have to do something about bail and the legal system. Because, you know, offenders get bailed too quickly, and we need to address that. And I think you and I both know why that hasn't been addressed over the years. It's bad for business. Connect the dots, follow the money, and you know we got a lot of lawyers that will make a living off this. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they don't want it to change. They want it just how it is. So they could offer their client bail because they know the conditions and so on and so forth, and they know the loopholes in the system. But if we as people were serious and tired of being the conk, we'd elect individuals who would close those loopholes and do the right thing. Because at the end of the day, I understand the COP says officers doing the job, but you can't blame the judiciary if they're getting out on bail to reoffend.
Talk to Brave. Anyway, Naughty, let me listen because you're sound a far. I can listen to you on the radio.
All right, my brother, be safe. Always good to hear from you. Get on News Network. But that's how I see it, man. I mean, the chief of police has a point about the bail, but at the same time, what we going to do until that's fixed? We got to have other ways of policing and other methods of fighting crime and deterring crime. And saying we don't have a crime crisis is not the way to do it. We got to bucket right in the middle square between the eyes and say, hey, this is the case. We got another caller, Mr. Producer, will be good. If we got another caller, put him through. If not, we'll keep it moving. But back to the handicap parking. Like I said, man, this weekend, if you see anything out there, make sure get me the pictures, and we'll deal with it. All right, let's take that second break. And on the flip side, we'll be back to wrap things up, to wrap the first hour up. We are live, Duncan Carmichael location, getting it in. Free for all Friday edition. Keep it right where you got it. Talking Heads continues right after this.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. more genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Secretariat invites you to celebrate 50 and get your praise on at the Sound of Jubilee National Gospel Concert, Sunday, June 25th, 6 p.m. at Bahamas Faith Ministry.
One God, one people.
Dressed to represent in your national colors.
Hi. This event is absolutely free. Give God the glory and celebrate 50. It's the Sound of Jubilee National Gospel Concert this Sunday, June 25th, 6 p.m. at Bahamas Faith Ministries.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I got you on the Friday, June 23rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company. Right up until 6 o'clock. We're going to wrap up this first hour. And don't forget, in the second hour, we'll be talking sports. Lots to talk about. Post-NBA draft last night. Yep. We talk about who the Lakers picked up. Some good picks right there for the Lakers. We'll talk about the Spurs a little bit as well, too. And then we'll talk about some NFL offseason news as well. And locally, we got the Andre Rogers National Baseball Championships going on. Some baseball was played today. And a lot of runs put up as well, too. Especially in that 12 and under division. That looked like that's going to be the hot division. JBLN won their game 22-0 over Abaco. Grand Bahama took care of the Community Baseball League 14-1. And Freedom Farm took care of Big Nine. So some more games playing right now in that 12 and under division. More into tonight as well. They have the other divisions playing as well throughout the afternoon and into tomorrow. So there's a lot of baseball to be played. Get out there to the Blue Hill Sporting Complex and definitely support the Nationals all weekend long. All right? Just thought I'd share that with you. Listen, I don't know why y'all keep sending me these jokes. I am not making any sport or fun about the submarine tragedy. I'm not. It's not going to happen. Here's another tax. Naughty, I don't agree. They should put that passion to tax on right away. We shouldn't wait until next year. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. If we got a caller, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, naughty, naughty. What's happening, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
For your favorite sport.
What you got? You were breaking up. Hey, caller, hit me back. Either you run out of minutes or your phone dropped, but I could wait for you to call me back. I want to hear what you got to say. I'm telling you, here's another text to Naughty. I hear you talking about sentencing reform and changing some of the penalties. Man sentenced to 15 years for running over mother of his child. Only 15 years for such a horrific crime. Wow. I'm hoping that's not the video that we saw a couple of years ago when he rode up the block, turned around, and rode all the way back down. If it's that individual there, well, if they give him 15 years to not, then they need to loss him in jail for the 15 years. lost him in there. If you only can give him 15, lost him. Because that was premeditated, in my opinion. And it was definitely an attempted murder. You know? And apparently, from what I'm hearing, no remorse? Well, I don't know. The text, I got to only take your word for it. But at the end of the day, I will agree. 15 years for that? Wow. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? We got the caller back? All right, we'll wait for that. All right, let's see. Oh, okay, no problem, man. Now, let me check the text. Should anyone make sure now? Wow. A douchebag and parking a handicap to aid, and also think, and also Harbor Bay, because there are no spaces available. That was 10 years ago. I'm no longer such a douchebag. I stopped doing that no more. I'm reformed. Hopefully I had something to do with it. Or a nice handicapped person pick up their walker or their cane or their wheelchair and roll over your foot or whap you with the cane. Hopefully whatever changed you, keep you on path and the right path for the next 10 years. Naughty, I was fine with that mother until she said the police have to be held accountable. If her son had killed the officer, what then? That could have been my husband. As a mother, I feel her loss, but his actions and his life he lived caught up with him. Simple. Well put, Texter, well put. Naughty, on July 3rd, could the producer play the song Bling Bling from Cash Money for my birthday? If we on air, Texter, we'll play it. Bling Bling. All right? But if we not on air, that means we ain't gonna play it. And there ain't nothing personal, we just wasn't on air. Okay? All right. Now, here we go again. Is this my Texter? They're getting on me now for saying Bungie on the radio. When I say derriere, tushy, gluteus maximus, bunda, culo, big old butt, you all ain't got no problem with that. And obviously Bungie incenses you. Well, listen, I'm a stand-up comedian. You know when you tell a comedian not to do something, what we do, right? So please, don't make me carry on like a Bungie over this, but if I have to, I will. Okay, Texter? Happy Friday. And you can take your gluteus maximus and enjoy your Friday. And don't text me till Monday telling me what to say on my show. Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Just the next one saying they don't want me to say Bungie on the radio. Look at this. What do you want me to say? Bunda? What do you want me to say? Kulo? Thank you for listening. That's one thing for sure, though. That's what I appreciate. If you know what I'm saying on the radio, that means you're listening. And I appreciate you. And that's why I answer you back. Naughty, tell that person to get lost. Oh, here's another one. Naughty, is our port going to end up like Freeport blocking Bahamians from money? Block vagrants and prostitutes, great. But not Bahamians trying to make money. But what about Cabbage Beach? They have many drug dealers and alleged prostitution. And I'll never see the police defenders or workers. They do people downtown. We gone from the competent authority to Hitler. And they both suck. That's the sad thing. That's what you forgot to say. Naughty, I agree with the other texter. Tell that other texter to get lost. It's not like they haven't heard worse. And the way I see it, you are into all things Bahamian. And what is more Bahamian than Bungie? Thank you very much, texter. Well, you know, that is always the option. You know, text up, but I will never tell anybody to change the station. I have always bragged about having the biggest and best fans in the business. That comes with the territory. Them telling me what to say on my own show. That's why I love you all. You all are uniquely special like me in your own kind of way. So it's all good. Naughty, you full of Bahamian. You have to say that word. For real. It is what it is. Now that we've proven that point, I'm not going to carry on like a boogie anymore. We're going to get to the break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll talk sport. Then I might bring the B word out again for you again. But until then, carry on smartly. Thank you all for listening and enjoy your Friday. Quick break. The news is coming up. We're talking sports next.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
On the Friday, June 23rd edition of Talking Heads. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour, so you know we're talking sports right about now. We got Pearly zoomed in yet?
Right in this corner, right? Sitting
What's
on top
on,
of the
Pearlissimo?
World. Loving my
Boy, you on point today.
I was ready from quarter to five. I was ready. I just couldn't wait.
Listen, tomorrow... You come in with me, babe. We're going to watch baseball tomorrow. All right?
Yeah, man. Come get me.
Andre Rogers, national tournament kicked off today. Let me tell you, them little fellas was playing some good ball, and I tell you, man.
What did my boy do?
I played on first today. They kind of blew out. Has a second game again coming up 7 o'clock tonight. But
so
they play five games before they even look at the playoff round. So
did they lose today?
No, sir. They put up two touchdowns, two field goals, and a safety. 22-0 22-0
Who
over
they beat?
Abaco.
JBLM okay.
beat Abaco 22-0 Grand Bahama, who has a very good team. They took care of the Community Baseball League 14-1 And
community,
Farm,
that community, that's Mario League.
Correct. That's Mario.
Okay.
And then Freedom Farm, they got a nice mixture on their team as well, too. They got a solid little squad. They took care of their opponents, Big Nige Baseball League, 11-1 So they got a couple more games playing. Another game tonight at 7, then tomorrow at 8, then at 11, and then in the afternoon as well. Plenty baseball.
Okay. All right.
So
we'll
be going out there tomorrow.
All right. So this is just 12 of you?
No, I mean, they had to move around because rains caused the delay this morning. So they moved the 12U to JBLN to get that portion out of the way, which was a smart idea. And then they got the fields up and running later on in the day. And things are things. But I'll just tell you this, Pearly. When the dude who's in charge of the field, or says he's in charge of the field, showing up at 10 o'clock with the fields flooded, gentlemen, if you know what I mean.
Well, the dude's supposed to be there from 6 o'clock in the morning.
And done pumping if you know you had rain overnight.
Yeah,
but
you're
hey,
supposed to be
checking
the fields.
That's only our taxpayer dollar, so I guess we can't talk about it.
I ain't gonna say nothing because you can say I be in, you know. But anyway.
No, but I must say, our boy Theodore Sweden jumped all over it, and
I'm
made
sure
Teddy, get it
Teddy
organized.
Don't play now. Teddy don't play. Teddy's a perfectionist.
He's a professional in his own right.
So, and he wants it done right. He really, really loves and means baseball in this country. Well, and so I know he's frustrated. I can see him, and he don't take much to get his spark going.
No, and I think he did a great job, you know, in his capacity with the BBA to step in and make sure that certain games were moved to facilitate it and speed it up. And now everything's back on track, you know what I mean? A little bit delayed for that evening portion, but hey, be back and rolling for a full day tomorrow. And the weather
looks like it's going to cooperate.
Yeah,
we'll be out there tomorrow.
But look for some good baseball in that 20 and under, 16 and under, 14, 12. I mean, it's the Nationals. It's going to be good baseball everywhere. From 12,
so outside of JBL or Freedom Farm, any other team look that they can challenge for a championship?
Hey, that Grand Bahama team in 12U, solid.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Very good team. And they got another Grand Bahama team spent it.
Super, super.
But I'm glad to see the game of baseball being played for the most part. You know, it's good to see the kids out there. We still got too many adults and their politics having an effect on the kids and the games. But that's a different conversation for me and you to have after Nationals. So we get better baseball in the country.
All right.
Because we can't come from a point of total body slamming. They got to get body slammed a little bit, but they also got to get built up and supported because it's not an easy task. And it's not easy getting sponsors for a lot of things. I think people just need to take a step back and stop losing focus on the kids. We grown adults. We can figure our ish out. Don't let it affect the kids.
Oh, I mean, you got to talk off camera. Sound like there's something serious. We'll talk later.
You know the usual old school politics, Pearly. You know how it go.
I've been hearing some sip, but I didn't want to bring it up just yet. I said let this thing go through first.
No, that's why I say I can let it go through, because Lord knows Uncle Naughty don't want to run his mouth and cost nobody nothing, but I can run him out Monday.
Yeah, I hear some things going down. Some people get moved. Some people get fired, transfer. All that stuff. So let's talk about that Monday.
Yeah, and then when you get kids, you know, when you got adults trying to prevent kids to play over politics and league bragging rights and all that, that's not a good thing either, Pearly. Because we don't do
this.
You
know, sometimes I think the adults involved more drag amongst themselves outside of getting these kids learn to play the game and these kids, because the kids don't carry on like that.
Correct. You know, me, I rather look out and say, I coach and I never won a championship, but I could tell you 20 to 30 to 40 young men that went to college and bettered their life because they came through a baseball program and got scholarships and went off to school and bettered their life and indirectly came back and bettered the country.
That's what you want. That's what it's all about. We done had our time.
Correct. And if you...
All right, that's about the kids. And I keep telling people that. Even in the organizations I'm involved in, I work with young people. I get young people doing the work. I'm teaching the young people. My eyes fading out. So you have to have the second generation and the others, the next crop of leaders to move up.
And I look at it like this. I mean, I've been blessed with a great career, and the Lord has provided many opportunities for me. I would be an idiot, and I wouldn't last 5 minutes with dudes like you who brought me up around the corner and other people and my late mother and my late aunt looking down if I didn't use my platform to try benefit the country and benefit the youth moving forward.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And so that's why I'm saying I just want everything to play out so next week we could address it. Yes. We got to get like Shannon and Skip on them a little bit. Then we got to do that.
Not a problem.
At the end of the day, it's to better baseball and to continue and youth sports in the country.
Yes.
Because
exactly.
You got to bring youth basketball
back. It's about bettering youth sports in this country. Getting our next superstar, our next Buddy Hield, our next Sean A. Miller. You know, that's what it's about.
And see, you got to look at the scholarships that are offered globally to universities, not just in America, but in Europe. We got to bring netball back. We got to bring field hockey back. Those young ladies are missing out on opportunities for scholarships for netball and for field hockey.
Yes, yes. Because we're so Americanized and what we watch, they don't realize that there are other places that give scholarships like that.
I'll be honest with you. I always was a fan of field hockey because my late grandfather, Cam Thompson, was very good friends with Sir Gerald Cash. Lord bless the dead on both occasions.
Yes.
And I would remember Lady Cash on numerous occasions coming down with Sir Gerald to visit my grandfather. And she would tell us the stories of the field hockey battles that she had.
and it was a great, vibrant sport. And they played it in school.
Yeah, it started to die, and then it disappeared. Soccer had a field hockey team. We had a netball team. But all that started to die in the 70s and into the 80s. Because the European influence that we had was no longer there. It was now becoming a more American influence. We were getting into the basketball and the football and all that stuff.
I'm just saying, though, there's still ample opportunities to get kids scholarships in sport and discipline all over the world.
Yes, 100%.
You know, that's why I applauded the archery program that they started here. A lot of people don't know. You could get a Division I scholarship for archery.
That's one of the biggest things in the Olympics. They have several disciplines of the archery in terms of, I mean, different ways you do it. There's the one where there's that. There's both in archery. They have the archery in the Winter Olympics and in the Summer Olympics.
And there's team elements to it as well, too.
Yes, exactly.
So we all need to put our money where our mouth is and find as many ways to promote and elevate these kids through sports.
Yes, I agree 100%.
And something that we definitely, we got a caller. Let's go to the phone lines real quick, brother. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, how you doing?
What's going on?
Yeah, I got to turn my phone up. Boy, you owe me, Naughty, you owe me $20, man.
How are you, $20?
Because I've been holding on for that long time, buddy.
Oh, that's the producer, man.
Don't look at
Don't blame me.
No, don't blame the producer. Anyway.
BTC is a good sponsor. I can wake something out for you.
Yeah, that's your old coach, man. That's your old coach from flag football, buddy.
Which coach?
I'm going to tell you, I recognize the voice, and I mean, he wasn't listening.
Oh, God, I know. You got it, buddy. What's happening?
Boy, you know, we got big flag tournament going on this weekend, man, down at the rugby pitch, man. Four teams coming at it, man. It's going to be lots of fun. Boy, it's going to be awesome, man.
But that's a busy football weekend because I know they got the pro experience going on, the Bahamas All-Pro weekend with the NFL players in town and the camp for kids on the 24th. So you mean to tell me on Sunday we got some more action going on as well?
Well, most of them are going to be there. All those football fans and football players are going to be down visiting us on Sunday because, you know, after they finish on Friday, today and Saturday, they're going to be down there watching our championship game.
Boy, you could just have me out all weekend, eh? Between baseball, nationals, and the pro camp, and now Sunday night, I got to go watch flag. Who playing on Sunday?
We got the Phoenix Fire and the Avengers.
My girlfriend's in it, the Avengers?
Yeah, your team in it. Now, we lost the caller, but I'm sure they'll call back or we get the
sabotage.
Information. But...
That's sabotage because somebody don't like my Avengers. That's sabotage.
Oh, God. There we go. But back to what I was saying, though, Freddie, we got to use the opportunities to get these kids in, man. And at the end of the day...
We do. I agree with you, 100%.
Sports is one of the best ways to do it. And I think at some point, I don't know, if it's got to be in the future, but we need to have an administration that's visionary and create a national sports academy where kids could actually go to school to a certain time, and then work on their disciplines in the afternoon and know how to prep for the Olympics.
Let me put it this way. We need a crew of people in there. See, it ain't necessarily, and it ain't necessarily, say, the minister, but he has to have the support around the table where he sits. And people take sports serious because we don't have enough people that think this thing. We into football. Super Bowl Sunday, because we're looking for the parties. We're into the NBA Finals. We're not into the way you and I and others, a few of us who are into sports so much, to take it as serious, to understand what it can do for this country, what it can do for the young people of this country. And until the people who sit around that table on Tuesdays understand that fully, and not just one or two, but everybody buy into it,
don't lose focus of it.
You know?
Did we have the caller come back?
Naughty.
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, Naughty, also, you know, you played with my son when you played flag, and he never touched it, a taco, gear, or anything, and he played in the U.S. and a lot of, and went to play in Nebraska, and my son scored 5 touchdowns one game, was for 1,500 yards. That score on rushing title still stands at our school today.
That's
so I do agree with you when you say that sports is a calipers for our young people. You know, and I think that
we let
fly
them play at a young age back then because they were good enough to play. You had a good little youth program with them. And
yeah.
They could hang. So why shouldn't we give them the opportunity not to play?
Also,
the opportunity.
Also, why isn't flag football in this 50th anniversary of the Bahamas and our Tingham Games?
That's a good question. And I'm sure there's some other sporting disciplines that are scratching their head wondering
agreed.
Why as well,
agreed.
Too.
Yes, agreed. Anyway, guys, continue to listen to you guys, man. Keep it a great week, man. Morning. You know I love you. You come on a Sunday, right?
And I'll try to come see you Sunday by Vinton, all right?
Okay, buddy. See you Sunday.
No,
Boy, pray Sunday. You got a busy weekend.
I don't want him to hang up. I don't know what's going on Sunday. I don't know what time the games are Sunday. I don't know who's playing Sunday. I need him to tell us that.
I can get all that information, man. No watch nothing, man. That's only a phone call away.
Okay. I need to know who playing, what time they playing, you know. Give us
I
the
know.
Schedule.
I know your requirements, Pearly. I know your requirements.
You know I biggity like that.
I know you very biggity like that.
What happened with today in history? You know I look forward to that every day.
Brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget, it's happy hour at Naughty Johnny's 5 to 7. So be sure to check them out on that. And today, Friday, June 23rd, here's what happened on this day. 1904, the first American motorboat race took place on the Hudson River in New York. 1917, Ernie Shore of the Red Sox replaced Babe Ruth and retired all 26 batters he faced. Ruth had been ejected from the game. 1917, Mola Bjerstedt won the Women's U.S. Lawn Tennis Association title for the third straight year. 1922, Johnny Weissmuller broke his own world record in the 300, 400, 440, and 500-meter swims in a meet in Honolulu, Hawaii. A lot of people don't know Johnny Weissmuller later went on to become the first Tarzan in major motion pictures.
That's correct.
So there you go. He was the original Tarzan.
Love him. Black and white.
U.S. President Nixon signed the Higher Education Act of 1972. Title IX of this congressional act barred sex bias in athletics and other activities at colleges receiving federal assistance. 1991, a Mazda became the first Japanese car to win the Le Mans 24-hour race. And finally, in 1996, Michael Johnson broke the world record for the men's 200-meter race. He ran it in 19.66 seconds. Sports quote of the day, if I'm hitting, I can hit anyone. If I'm not, my 12-year-old son could get me out. Willie Stargell, Pops, the Pittsburgh Pirates infielder and outfielder, one of the greatest to ever do it.
Hey, Naughty, let me give you the times of those games, please.
Okay, go ahead, man.
Okay, we got the games at 2 o'clock. We have the Lady Avengers playing against Phoenix Fire ladies. That's going to be starting at 2 o'clock promptly, on time. And then we got the 4 o'clock game. We got the Lions playing against the Red Dot at 4 o'clock.
All right.
I want the record reflect while
got
you
a ladies
there.
Game and a
when,
man's game.
When the Avengers came on the very first time when the season started, I say y'all, my girls can win the championship. I want y'all to know this. This was my prediction from day one.
But this is the championship began, Pearly.
Yeah, come out to the game.
I got to celebrate with them now. I picked them to win from day one.
It's a championship game.
Oh, this is the championship game?
Yeah, Sunday is the championship game.
Oh, okay. So this is the championship. My bad. My apologies.
He wasn't listening to me. You don't know. I tell you. They're going to make it to the championship.
I thought they still had another week to go.
It's the Super Bowl. Naughty, I love football so much. I wish we had another doggone week or 2 weeks ago. Carry on, buddy.
So you mean to tell me that in the finals, we have the Money Max Phoenix Fire and the Caro Contract Avengers?
Yes, Money we do.
Avengers, yes.
So what happened to the two top teams, the Wildcats who are undefeated and the Fruit Hawks?
Well, like I tell
the
you,
Passion Fruit Hawks.
Naughty, give me a minute. You know, Naughty, you and your host know sports. I know sports. I said the same thing, too. Nobody could beat the Hawks. Okay? Nobody could beat the Hawks. But I guess the Hawks came that laid back. I played a hockey, and they got beat.
So what happened to the Wildcats?
Wildcats, I would say the same thing, too. You know, see, when you're on top of your game and you don't think you need to give it everything you got, That's my opinion on this now. I don't want nobody to go and say, you play sports,
are you saying they overlooked their opponent?
Huh?
Did they overlook their opponent?
Which team Avengers beat?
Avengers beat Hawks.
Okay, so Avengers beat. Okay, good. My girl.
Boy,
so
now
good.
Listen, Pearly. Wasn't it the beginning of the year, though, a certain one-point game between these two teams?
I was getting there, Naughty.
I was getting there.
A certain person who's on the radio, and I was kind of hard mode. Where they is?
Boy, they got served.
They got served.
But, you know, any given day on football, any get off on. You all that. You know, you go there. Let's say the Patriots. They had two perfect seasons. And who knocked them out of the champ? I mean, who beat them in the Super Bowl? The Giants.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the helmet gets, right?
Yeah, man. So, guys, I hope to see you guys out there on Sunday. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Let's roll on them and peep them Sunday.
We're going to get out there, man. We're going to get out there. We're going to do something.
Love you guys. Keep it a great week, man.
All right. Take care, bro.
All right, man. Be safe.
You too, buddy. All right.
All right, Mr. Producer. Let's get to the first commercial. Let's take that break now. On the flip side of the break, we'll talk some NBA draft fallout. We'll talk some NFL news. And we'll get you ready for the final 10 today with Rich Eisen. All coming up on the flip side of the break as the Friday, June 23rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
When faced with cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Heads, the Friday, June 23rd edition continues. Right now, we are live. Duncan Carmichael getting it in. And Pearly Boy, we got to talk some NBA post-NBA draft last night. First and foremost, I have no problem with either of the selections that the Lakers made. As a matter of fact, to tell you the truth, I'll be honest with you, Pearly. The kid from Indiana was an absolute steal. 6'5", with a 6'10 wingspan, plays the point.
You mean Max,
and he got
Max
that
Lewis
nice mid-range jumper. I'm telling you, Hood Schifino, that's his name.
Oh, Schifino,
that was the
yes,
pick
yes.
From Indiana. Nice
the
pick.
Other kid is a better, the other kid is an awesome point guard.
Wait. The steal is our boy in the second round from Pepperdine.
Yes. Yes.
Do you see him? Natural scorer from all three levels. Under the bucket, mid-range, and from deep. And he's another tall one.
He comes in the mold of Austin Reeves. So if Reeves go, we really don't lose a thing with him there.
No, but we ain't gonna lose Reeves. I think they trying to put these guys together to be along with Reeves in the future.
We'll
I think these
I like
are the kind
pick.
Of guys that the post LeBron and AD era will still be playing for the Lakers.
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
I say, Maxwell Lewis was the kid we picked in the second round. Remember
yes.
that name, Maxwell Lewis. Pure, unadulterated scorer.
Yes.
He played at Pepperdine. And when you average 18 points a game for a 9, that means you're the only dude with any kind of skill on that team. Because coaches can double you if you're the only good player. And you put up those numbers against all of that, it just tells you're a natural scorer. I love
yes.
the pick. I love both of those picks, to tell you the truth.
You keep saying scorer, but the kid's secret is this kid can pass the ball.
Correct. So, I think this might make, between these two picks last night, it might make D'Lo a little bit expendable. If they don't want to commit to that big money for D'Lo, they re-sign Schroeder cheaper and turn to these two guys. And remember, we got a young man that's definitely going to be in the lineup this year who did very well in the D-League last year, Scottie Pippen Jr. Don't sleep
yeah.
on Scottie
you
Pippen
get,
Jr.
You get, to see these, you get to see these kids play tonight at 8 o'clock. Summer League start tonight and it'll be on the ESPN.
Jesus, Pearly, you already on the Summer League, bae?
But the Summer League starts tonight.
But you get it bad, though. That's the Summer League, though?
Yeah, but that's where I get to see how the kids look.
That's true. One thing about the Summer League, if you was a number one or number two pick, you can shoot up all the ball for your Summer League team. You can play. So, I'm
right,
just
okay,
excited, though.
I
like the fact this kid got a 6'10 wingspan, Pearly. He was ranked the number 12 prospect overall, and we got him at 17.
Yeah.
That's value. You have to look
yeah.
at it that way.
Now, they said, actually, they don't start the next month, right? Not today, sorry. This month.
Okay,
but,
good.
But, so the first game would be Golden State and the Lakers, 8 o'clock on the ESPN.
Speaking of Golden State, they're going to get Chris Paul, Pearly. But that is the
yeah.
all geriatric team. Chris
but
Paul, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson,
Chris.
Draymond Green.
They didn't get Draymond back yet, because if they get Draymond back, they will jump from $67 million tax hit to $243 million tax hit. And they think that's worth it.
Wow. Well, we'll see. I think if they put that together like that, it's going to be scary. And then yesterday, Poole didn't last too long in Washington. They turned around and traded him again.
Oh, they traded Poole again?
Poole got traded again yesterday.
To who?
I can pull it up for you right now. He went over to Washington in the first portion of the trade. And then in the second portion, Poole went to Washington, and now they're trying to trade him out of Washington. If he hasn't been traded.
He's been to Washington.
Well, we'll see. I don't know.
Unless they can get some picks for him or get a couple of pieces, they can keep him.
Okay. Now, okay. They've sent him over to the Wizards, and apparently the Wizards are now trying to facilitate a trade from the Wizards.
To who?
So Poole could obviously get them some pieces, you know? It depends who's going to roll the dice on Poole right now, because he's got that big contract and he didn't have a great season.
The soft play. You don't produce. He ain't producing for what he getting paid. He ain't giving me for what I'm paying him.
Nope. So we'll see. We'll see how it all pans out. I think Washington is definitely going to just try to tank it next year and pull a page out of the Spurs.
They don't need to, because they don't need to tank it, because they just can continue building, because they get 1 million picks.
They do. They have a ton of picks.
So they don't need to tank. They don't need to tank
for nothing. Washington can never run out of picks.
They're going to have 2 and 3 first-round picks for the next couple of years. They don't need to tank. They can get the players they need. See, one thing I've seen now, outside of getting that one or two superstar player that may be there, you get very good potential superstar players in either round. The Joker come in the second round, you know.
41st pick. A lot of people remember that.
All right, then. So that can happen. All right? Back in the day when they had 8 rounds, Kirk Rambis was the 8-round pick. Or 7-round pick.
They don't have those
pick.
Kind of drafts no more, though.
But I'm saying, and then he made it so that now they only have 2 rounds, and then plus you get a lot of undrafted people who get signed. Miami had 5 or 7 on their team in their last roster.
Well,
you got a couple of good players who were not drafted, and not that
they could actually end up on rosters as well too.
Well, not that they weren't good enough, but you only got 64 picks. And you got about 80 to 80 players that can play in the NBA tomorrow. So what happens?
Yes, they
can. You go
ahead
and you sign a contract with somebody and you take somebody's job.
All right, Pearly. Let's slide over to the NFL. Colin Cowherd taking us home today. We got issues with Stephon Diggs in Buffalo. There's frustration there. The Jets have offensive line issues. All right? So, Cowherd can break that down as well as some other tidbits from around the NFL.
I've been hearing a lot of talk that Buffalo may be an unstable team this year in terms of.
I hear the locker room is fractured.
Yeah.
I hear the locker room is fractured.
Well, because they, you know, the world come under there and Josh Allen lays a duck egg every playoff.
All I'm saying is, if they're going to end up having to jettison some people in Buffalo, do it now. You could get players and draft picks for Stephon Diggs right now. I hear Gabe Davis is unhappy as well, the other wide receiver.
Yeah.
Now, when your wide receivers get unhappy, normally that's the issue with the quarterback, isn't it, Pearly?
That's what I'm telling you. You remember during the playoffs last year, Diggs was standing over Allen, basically telling him about his mommy, his daddy, his auntie, his cousins, they're cussing him stink. Cussing him stink. And they showed that the other day on ESPN. They showed us, remember that this first? So it's not a happy camp, but I don't think they get along.
Well, you really think they got issues?
What do you think? Why are they having problems right now? Why he left camp? Why they had to talk him into coming back? Why it became an issue, a news issue, a news item?
Remember now, they had issues last year. They patched it up. They had off-season issues. They patched it up. He was back in camp. Now he's left or threatening to leave.
So they ain't really patched it up. They put a Band-Aid on it and never cure. They ain't never put enough antibiotic on it.
I mean, he'd look good in a cowboy uniform playing next to his brother. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, you look even better in a Dolphin uniform playing the slot with Hill in water.
You are too greedy. You are too stinking greedy.
Well, motorbike. This is the same dude who ran it trying to take Cedric Wilson. You see, you want Cedric Wilson? Take him
because we need wide receiver help. We need a number 4. We need somebody up. I don't want none of y'all play around me when I go to Cedric Wilson tomorrow, you know.
No, yeah, I snatch you.
It was our mistake to let him go. Kellen Moore is a donut. Kellen Moore is gone. We have you back, and we need you to fill that Randall Carborough for the Cowboys this year.
You know how the police is grabbing the back of your pants? That's just how I can grab you, carry you back to your car.
You all ain't gonna catch me. You all is fish out of water. If we was in the water, you all gonna do that. On land, you all gonna be nobody.
Your knees are not like they used to be. Don't fool yourself.
This is true. This is true. That's why I get that walking head start now before I break off running. I got to walk into the run. You remember Billy Banks, the famous triple jumper who set the world record back and then he won the Olympic gold medal? And he used to do that whole routine before he started and walk back and forth and walk up before he started breaking off running? That's what I got to do, too. Now, I got to talk into the walk and then break off running. I just can't break off running no more.
No, you can pull something. I even ain't bothering to run. I just probably just throw something at you.
You can't throw. Your arm ain't straight. Your arm hold too. All right, let me go to the phone lines.
Naughty,
how much do they pay for archery some arrows? You got a scholarship to college for archery. And there's actually professional archery events. I don't know how much money you've been, but I'm sure you can get some
sponsorship. You don't get no LeBron James type money, so don't get that in your head.
No, you ain't gonna make LeBron money.
No. It's not a big money paying sport, no.
But at least you can get swept in archery like LeBron, like LeBron.
You can. Yeah, you can.
You can't get swept in archery, Pearly.
You can't get swept. You can lose four matches.
Yeah, you can lose four matches.
That's a sweep.
I mean, okay. Maybe you could, but in archery, it's hard to sweep somebody, buddy. You shoot the first go around. I shoot second. I shoot first the second go around. Whoever shoot first always got an advantage.
Okay.
Because the pressure's on you, buddy. I nail me a good shot. You got to beat it. And if you don't, then I'm on the board.
All right. Okay.
This ain't like Robin Hood where you go stand 100 yards away and put an apple on your head and I shoot the arrow. And if you don't dead, you understand what I'm saying?
I ain't living with you.
Because you know how many people did medieval days with an apple on their head?
Well, and you ain't
put an arrow in the middle of their forehead?
You ain't putting no apple on my head and you gonna miss.
No, sir.
No, sir.
All right, Pearly. Well, listen. We got to wrap this up, man, because we got to take the break. And then on the flip side of the break, we got Colin Cowherd taking us home with that full breakdown of the NFL, including Sam Darnold potentially being the number one quarterback in San Francisco this year and Kirk Cousins being number one next year.
What happened to Purdy?
Boy, I don't know. That Tommy John surgery, them results come back, Purdy. It might not look as good as they seem. You see what I mean? And both of us told people Tommy John surgery is not an easy surgery.
No, it's an 8 to 12 month recovery.
And
sometimes up to 16 months to 14 months.
And the pressure is put on that muscle. If you throw baseball or you throw football, you're going to have an issue with it. Because you're putting continued torque on the injury.
Yeah.
But
the Tommy John surgery is now, once it's repaired, pretty much you don't even know you had that problem.
But Pearly, quick question, my brother. I hear one of your prize Dodger rookies came out and showed his behind with his opening performance.
Which one? I'm playing right now.
One of your Dodger pitchers, man. I heard the boys telling me the other night late that this Dodger pitcher made his debut and did well.
Bobby Miller?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby Miller did well. Groves didn't do as well. The other one I can't remember. Bobby Miller's the one who had two very good games and had a .071 batting average. He had a little rough time his last outing, but that's expected. But he's pretty solid. I got rookies playing on third base. I got rookie playing on second base. I got rookie playing in center field.
No. I'm telling you right now, that kid Miller,
Bobby's
that's
gonna be
the real deal right there, Pearly.
He's 102 mile an hour fastball.
That's your best one in the bunch.
No, he's pretty much the best one out of all the prospects we got. Yeah.
Well, Pearly,
we've got about 10 pitchers right now can pitch in the major leagues today.
We got to make tracks. We got to get to the break. And Cowherd taking us home. Me and you got a busy weekend. We watching baseball nationals. We watching flag football. Be ready, Pearly.
I'm ready, man. Are you
put
ready?
Put something in the fryer for the road already.
All right.
So have a good weekend, man. I appreciate you.
For my engineer
extraordinaire, Kermit, and everybody, Ollie in studio and everybody, y'all have a great weekend. And like I say, if you can't be good at it. And we'll see you Monday. Y'all take it easy. Don't touch it. Colin Cowherd taking us home on the flip side of the break.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast,
providing more of what you need.
Kids means more care closer to home.
More specialists means more expertise.
More research means more breakthroughs.
More advancements means more treatment options.
And more options means more hope.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the wet threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine thread is your place, is your place, is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at Johns, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
James Jones, Super Bowl champ, former Packer wide receiver, decade in the NFL, and a Super Bowl championship against the Steelers. I remember it well. You guys found your running game late in the season. You got healthy late in the season. You got hot and won a Super Bowl. So a lot of different stuff. You were in New York. Aaron Rodgers is in New York. Yeah. I'm not sure if you connected. I did see he was at a psychedelic conference in Denver.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me. It doesn't. I think Aaron, there's a little hippy-dippy to it. Whatever. Yeah. Ayahuasca, whatever you want to do in your life. I've always felt Aaron's got a little Hollywood to him.
Yeah.
He's a little more self-introspective than a lot of professional athletes. How do you, what do you think players think? Because players generally are, athletes are goal-oriented.
Yeah.
They don't question themselves and where they're at. Aaron's constantly, like, questioning the meaning of life and his true self. How do you think most players look at that stuff?
Well, I mean, number one, I think it's just, are you coming in ready to go? You know what I mean?
Right.
Off the field, you can do whatever you want to do. You know what I mean? Don't get yourself in no trouble. But, I mean, if it's certain stuff you believe in and you want to do certain things, do certain things. But when it's time to go, are you ready to go? You locked in, you dedicated to this part of it, and that's the football part of it. And with Aaron Rodgers, since he's been with the Jets, that's all he's shown. You know what I mean? At every OTAs, you know, being out there with the young guys, communicating with the young guys, getting on the same page with the young guys, you know, looking happy, looking refreshed, like he's ready to go.
Yeah.
I think as a teammate, that's all you want.
So, you know, sometimes when you leave a company, and when I left ESPN, I knew there were things that I would miss, the size and scale of the company, just the layers of help you could get, you know, and not that it wasn't good here, but it's a smaller company.
Yeah.
And I knew there were things I was going to miss. We tend to, when people leave a company or a team, you know, they bag on the former place, they get to a new place, and in a couple of years, they're like, we got problems here too.
Yeah.
Can I say this? Here's the one thing I hope Aaron appreciates. He had good offensive lines his entire stay in Green Bay. Green Bay and New England do a remarkable job of drafting and developing O-lines without any first-round picks.
Yeah.
And so when Montana went to Kansas City, Stafford to the Rams, Brady to the Bucks, Favre to the Vikings, they all, Peyton Manning to Denver, they all inherited great young offensive lines or great O-lines. Jets O-line, they got questions at left tackle, right tackle. They got a kid at center. Do you worry a little as quarterbacks get older, they don't want to get hit as much?
Yeah.
And the history is the great quarterbacks that have left and landed with great O-lines win big.
Yeah.
It's the number one part of the Jets I have huge question marks about. Is that fair?
No, it's definitely fair. I mean, when you look at their roster from top to bottom, I mean, they stacked on the defensive side of the ball. You got playmakers on the offensive side of the ball at the skill positions, right? So, I mean, the one question mark is the O-line. But playing with Aaron Rodgers for so long, it was times in Green Bay to where, whether it be injuries or whatever it may be, the O-line was weak, rotating pieces and all that. And Aaron Rodgers is the one that strictly makes the O-line better. I'm not saying those guys can't play. Those guys are really good players. Bakhtiari, those guys are really good players. But the way he's able to get the ball out of his hands extremely fast, get the offense in the right play with certain defense. I mean, you see him with his cadence, being able to use the free play and all that. The way he's able to do that, the offensive line benefits off Aaron Rodgers. I'm not saying the Jets' offensive line is big time and they're elite, but they are going to benefit off of Aaron Rodgers. The way he's able to utilize the snap count to slow pass rushers down, the way he's able to get the ball out of his hands fast, he's going back with his offensive coordinator. So they are going to know, hey, this is what we like to do in Green Bay on third down. This is what we like to do on first down. They are going to be on the same page when it comes to that. So I truly believe the type of quarterback that Aaron Rodgers is, how smart he is, the way he's able to get the ball out of his hands and use his cadence, he is going to help this offensive line big time.
Be as honest as you can. What are you hearing about Jordan Love replacing Aaron in Green Bay?
I'm hearing, you know, it's 50-50. I'm hearing a little mix, you know, from a lot of people out there. Some of them think he's ready to go. Some of them think he needed another year behind Aaron Rodgers to sit and wait. I think the best thing about it is every time he's took the football field, he's gotten better and he's looked better. When he came in that Kansas City game when Aaron Rodgers was hurt, he didn't look good. They didn't put up any points. He did not look good out there. Then you see him come in last year in Philadelphia and look like the game slowed down for him. He moved the ball up and down the field, getting the ball out of his hands. So it all comes down to Jordan Love. If Jordan Love does not play well, the Green Bay Packers are not going to be a good football team. If Jordan Love comes out there and he plays well, the Green Bay Packers are going to be a really good football team and have an opportunity to compete. So I think for Jordan Love, for him, he's shown that the offense has slowed down for him. He has a command on the offense. I'm excited to see him spin it. But, yes, it's 50-50. Some people think he's ready. Some people think he got a little ways to go.
CJ Mack, when you hear that, if half the people don't think he's ready after 3 years.
Yeah.
Because when Aaron was behind Favre.
We knew.
You knew. By the way, and when did you? Let's go back to that.
Yeah.
Did you know year two? Did you know? How long did it before you and a couple, Donald Driver and a couple guys went, bro, can play?
Well, I got there, and Aaron was going in year three when I got there.
When you got there.
When I got there,
now,
he was going in year
three. Now, year three of backing up.
Backing up far.
And what?
And so, when I got there, the Charles Woodsons, the Al Harris, the Donald Driver was like, buddy can go, right? They knew from the get-go Aaron Rodgers was like that, right? Now, you don't know four-time MVP and all that, but you know he's like that the way he could throw the ball, right?
And you're telling me Green Bay's 50-50. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, so Aaron Rodgers, we knew, hey, we're in good hands. Everybody was asking me, too, when Brett Favre was retiring and all that stuff was going on, what are y'all going to do? And I'm like, We just fine. We got a dude behind him that could really go. We just fine.
Okay, so there's a history in the NFL, and I think I know some of the reasons, that wide receivers have got the label the diva.
Mm-hmm.
And my takeaway has always been it's the basketball player on a football team. You're the first out of the huddle.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily depend on many others. A quarterback needs a left tackle, a run game, a good coordinator, protections from the center. A receiver breaks out huddle, man. It's me, mano a mano in the corner.
Yeah.
And there is a basketball feel to it, like you're a playmaker.
Yeah.
Even in football now, I'm covered. Throw it up.
Always open.
Like you're criticized as a quarterback.
Yeah.
And Aaron was one of the first to do this regularly 10 years ago. I'm going to throw to a covered guy.
Yeah.
So part of me thinks Stephon Diggs a little old school. He made noise in Minnesota.
Yeah.
He made noise in Buffalo. Now, go back to your career in the NFL. It's just part of the position.
It is.
And I think this is – I'm not going to blame too many people, but is this just who Stephon is?
Well, number one, so, I mean, I was never a complainer about the football. did I have the career that Stephon Diggs is having right now? Absolutely not.
You weren't.
He's going crazy. But I wasn't a complainer about the football. But what I will say is I would come back to the huddle, and Aaron would say, JJ, how I look over there? And it'd be three dudes around me. I'm open. You know, I'm open. You know what I mean? So as a receiver, you always think you're open and you want the football. The only thing that concerns me about this whole situation is Stephon Diggs is the most targeted receiver in the National Football League the last three seasons behind Davante Adams, and it's only a couple targets behind Davante Adams. So you coming out saying that you want the football more and it's a problem the way they're using you in the offense, and you targeted the second most the last three seasons, number one, that's telling me that the offensive coordinator is trying to get you involved. Number two, that's telling me that the offensive coordinator is talking to the quarterback. The quarterback is trying to get you involved. And number three, it tells me that's selfish. You have Gabriel Davis. You have other guys in this room that you call your brothers that you're looking at in the meeting rooms, and you're complaining about the ball, and you're getting the ball 300 more times than they're getting opportunities to make plays. So I've been around guys that you know that want the football and is only about the ball and their stats and all that, and it don't sit the right way in the locker room. It might not be a lot of guys saying stuff, but they know exactly who you are. And for Stephon Diggs, if I'm Gabriel Davis, I'm like, dang, bro, like you getting a bunch of targets. I'm not even getting half the targets you are, and you complaining about the football. And not only that, you have a quarterback in Josh Allen coming off of his worst season turning the football over. And now he's breaking this huddle saying, if I don't get the ball to my star receiver and Stephon Diggs, he is going to pout and whine. It is going to come a time in the season, I promise you, that Stephon Diggs is not going to be happy with the targets that he gets. Yeah. Or it might be when the game is on the line, Josh Allen goes to Gabriel Davis or somebody else because that's the right read. And Stephon Diggs is going to be a time to where he's not happy in Buffalo. And this is a problem because I feel with Josh Allen being a young quarterback, it's not like he's a veteran like Tom or Aaron Rodgers. Like being a young quarterback, you are going to try to get Stephon Diggs this ball. And at times, I promise you, he's going to force it to him. And it's going to turn into interceptions. And it's going to turn into bad throws. And I don't think this is going to be good for Buffalo. You've seen the last image in the playoff. You see Stephon Diggs on the sideline throwing his hands up, yelling at Josh Allen, and Josh don't even look at him. Which let me know that I'm tired of hearing it because I'm giving you opportunities to make plays. Just because I go over here with the ball on certain plays, which the coverage or the reads is telling me to go over here, now you're pouting. I think this is a big problem in Buffalo because it's going to come up in the time in the season.
It's one of the reasons I supported the Cowboys when they moved off Dez, because if you looked at Dak Prescott, Dak was very good at sprinkling the infield.
Yeah.
He felt this internal pressure to get it to Dez.
Mm-hmm.
And even though Jason Garrett told me later he loved Dez, Dez started disrupting everybody else's touches.
Yeah.
And they had young Dak. And their thing is, you got to let Dak grow organically.
Yeah.
He can't be just zeroed in on you. Remember Dak and Dez?
No doubt.
They go over there. And the Cowboys, I defended it, said, you know what? You're a great player and you get into the end zone 10 times a year. You're disrupting our young quarterback's growth.
Even with that, and that's a really good point, because even with that, Dez Bryant was different than Stephon Diggs. Dez Bryant, Calvin Johnson and Dez Bryant, they treated as a gunner at times. Two guys, because they know throw the ball up and it's going to be caught.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs is not that guy. We ain't seen Stephon Diggs jump over guys consistently, mossing people, making catches. Stephon Diggs is a heck of a route runner. He has a lot of speed. He's really crafty, and he gets separation and gets open, right? But guys like that, sometimes you want to lock in on those guys, even if it's double coverage, because Dez has showed you, I will go up and get the ball, right? That's not really Stephon Diggs' game. So for me, that's a little different, but it's still the same thing because the quarterback is bad decisions locked in over there throwing to those guys.
Good stuff. I got to ask you, you really watch that position very well. James Jones joining us. DeAndre Hopkins to me is a one, but he's a different. He's
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.